This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:43, and on today on Twitter, we're continuing this conversation about salaries to some degree, because we want to know, do STEM grads earn less? And this is coming from a tweet from Effie Saharuddin, who said, there's no money in STEM. Engineers are paid lower than MacD managers or social media content heads. Students choosing other streams are great. In my days, we were forced to take the pure science stream. This was in response to Barita Harian's tweet on the decline of students who are actually choosing STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
So I found this so interesting because I'm wondering how much of this has to do with actual lower salaries, but on the other hand, also a response to the kind of pressure and the perception around these fields being more difficult, perhaps, requiring you to have higher results. Because one of the reasons people are pushed into taking STEM subjects is the perception of prestige and the perception of a guaranteed higher income.
And that is a kind of self-perpetuating perception, right? Mm. It's one that's been going on for a long time. It's this idea that if you go into science or if you go into medicine or, any one of these sort of STEM-related fields, that it's an automatic thing. You're going to earn more. There's a reason why someone's called a starving artist, not a starving doctor. Or a starving mathematician, I suppose. a starving actuarist. There are all these reasons why it's been commonly perceived of as a higher-paying field. And yet, if we look at the tweets that are coming through, there's a interesting back and forth going on. So Ruby, for example, says, it's true. My 28-year-old nephew is an engineer with a basic salary of 2,008. My daughter is 27 and earning 5,000 ringgit as an e-commerce content executive. Yes, back then I was forced into the science stream and I hated it.
I find it interesting how many people are responding to this with that whole, I was pushed to do science. Mm. I didn't want to do it, but I was made to do it. Shari says, a long time ago, my son was forced to go into science stream in Form 4. He's smart, but doesn't want to do science. He's into art. We fought for him and won. He's now a very happy digital artist.
That's a nice story, isn't it? That's a happy ending. Meanwhile, Zane says, no money in STEM is a wrong statement. Just because you don't get the pay you want doesn't mean STEM is not rewarding to take up. In Malaysia, SMEs tend to use the term engineers loosely when the actual job scope is less engineering in the true sense, especially for fresh grads. Meanwhile, CK says, the pay clearly depends on which company you choose to work, not the profession. Besides oil and gas engineering, I doubt there are many other fields that pay well, and engineers in Malaysia are like contractors at the bottom of the supply chain.
So Michael has an interesting point, actually. So he says, when education doesn't match what the industry wants, they're paid lower than a fast food manager. We need to ask the industry player. We need to ask the industry players to be trainers and not lecturers.
This idea of the education not matching what the industry wants is actually a theme that's coming through in the messages, right? Not so much that STEM or science as a whole doesn't pay, but more to do with what do you mean? Because even within STEM, there are so many professions and specializations that are possible. And so, what is an engineer, right? And where can an engineer work? I think these are themes that are coming through in the sense that some engineers get paid very well, while others perhaps do not. Amira says, it's true. I was chosen to be in the science stream class because I did very well for my PT3. It doesn't mean I wanted to be in the class, but I just had to because that was a standard back then. In uni, I took business studies, which has zero relation with science.
Well, I mean, my experience was very similar to Amira, so I'm not surprised. The fact that if you're in school and you're perceived to be doing, well, kind of better than average, everyone will discourage you from going into the art stream, right? Even if that's not, you don't necessarily want to do science at all. And post Form 5, I never went into anything science related. I did want to say, though, that the notion of a mismatch between what the industry wants and graduates is something we often hear about, right? A couple of years ago, it was an oversupply of pharmacy graduates. Then you hear of IT-related industries being oversupplied. So that, of course, is going to bring down the market rate for people just merely because of competition.
So we'd like to hear from you. There was a tweet today that said, there's no money in STEM, and basically students choosing other streams might be a good idea. Many of us have been instead forced to take the pure science stream. Would love to hear from you. I mean, what has been your experience in this? Is there no money in STEM? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
Today on Twitter, we were talking about a tweet that has gone viral from Effie Sarudin that said there's no money in STEM, and going on to talk about how being forced into the science stream is not always the best path for everybody. And we were asking you for your thoughts earlier on in the hour. We were focusing on, it's very money heavy today, whether people working from home should be paid less. And if you have thoughts on either of these issues, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the subject of the science stream, we have Fitri on the line. Fitri, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hello, good evening.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, actually, basically, I'm from a boarding school. Actually, so it's a science school. So I got a straight A's for my PMR. So basically, my school and my parents forced me to take a science stream lah, to be Form 4 and Form 5. But I don't want to take it, but there is no option in my school. So that's how I started to realize there is something wrong with our education system. Because not just me, I think a majority of my friends also didn't want to take the science stream. But that's the only option that we have during Form 4 and Form 5. And to be honest, I did poorly for my SPM. And then I decided, and be honest with my family, like I said to them that I really need to change something else. Even though I got a really bad result during my SPM, my family still forced me to go for the science stream during the tertiary education. But I'll be honest with my family, I say I need to do something else. So I changed it to art lah. So I take English and literature during my university year. And yeah, I did really, really well, which I passed with a flying flyer. I got the first class degree. But then again, when I want to go for the work, for the real world, I didn't go for the, you know, literature or English. Right now I'm doing sales, basically.
Why do you think, I'm asking you as somebody who is also a science stream person, who also then went on to study English and literature, why do you think you did so much better in university? Was it just down to enjoying it more?
Because that's my interest, and I really enjoy it more. But because we don't have art when we were in school, to be honest, in some of the national school, actually some of the school, actually they decide for the student which subject that you should go for Form 4 and Form 5. And at that time, even my school actually decide for me, which is I don't want to take it at the first place. And even I have a talk with my family that I want to go to a normal school, out from the boarding school to go to the art education, but my family didn't believe it with me at that time. So it's more to my passion lah.
Fitri, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. That's a story that we hear quite a bit, don't we? I mean, that idea of somebody who was put into a stream that they weren't that...
You say here quite a bit. I'm just going to admit, Fitri sounded like me.
Right? I know. And also, similarly, what I studied in secondary school has no relation really to what I'm doing for a living. I will say though, and I say this all the time whenever we talk about the science stream, I appreciate the skills that it equipped me with. I appreciate the kind of critical thinking that I got from doing the science stream. There are lots of things that I enjoyed. I just knew that it was never going to be my lifelong thing.
No, same. I'm not at all downplaying the value of choosing a science education, even if you don't know what you want to do later, if you have the interest and capacity to do it. I think it's this notion that should be the default, unless you're somehow not smart enough, that really sets people up to fail.
So we have some messages in relation to this as well. Let's start with Azva, who says, I think this whole issue of low pay is entirely due to companies not wanting to pay their labour force as well, regardless of the study background. It is human greed on full display. So that's an interesting point, partly because, this idea of always having to fight for a better salary is kind of something that we almost take for granted, and perhaps we shouldn't when it comes to our workplaces. But the other thing is, traditionally, though, the assumption has been that because science or the STEM field is perceived to be more stringent in terms of your training, in terms of your study, that you automatically get paid more. I agree about the low pay or the low starting pay in general, but the perception was always that with STEM, you at least start higher.
Yeah, I think it is really a perception thing. And it's actually a self-perpetuating thing, like you said. And I think the difference is perhaps with the science fields, there is a clearer path in terms of what that pay scale might look like, whereas a lot of artistic pursuits may be a little less clear. Chongkit says there's no money in anything if there's lack of passion.
I think that there is something to that. Although at the same time, Sharmila, you and I have interviewed a lot of lawyers on By the Book who have gone on to write novels. So I can't help but think that I don't know if that was passion necessarily. I think that there can still be money made. I really don't think that passion for your work should be conflated with work itself. I think it's perfectly possible to do a job very well that you're not passionate about. And I do think that we need to extricate that idea of if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I think increasingly we're seeing people push back against that.
Yes. In fact, I actually think what it is knowing yourself and what it is you can see yourself doing with commitment as a way of as a job.
I love that use of the word commitment as opposed to passion, because I think ultimately that could be what it is. Meanwhile, we have Katrina who says, my mom told us, if you're sure what you want to work as, then choose the most direct path. You want to be an accountant, choose accounts. But if you're not sure, it's best to choose science because then you have more options upon graduation. You can either do science or arts. As for pre-U and degree, it's solely up to it was solely up to us. She trusted us to be wise enough to make a choice. After Form 5, most of us will be approaching 18. We should be able to make a decision based on research. I don't think our parents can force us to study what we don't want to at 18. Katrina, I also heard this. I was also told this a lot. Science opens more doors.
I also think that, to be fair, it's largely true. And it's largely true not because the arts are lesser. It's because it's how our industries operate. There's just more overall emphasis placed on the value of these science fields, which I think needs to change. And I think that that will perhaps change the way we think about education as well.
Jimmy says, it doesn't really matter if you're STEM or not. In the end, the workforce only needs a degree certificate to start. What matters are the soft skills one learns during studies, all those tangible leadership skills.
See, I'm not so sure whether that's necessarily true across the board, right? Because there are some areas or industries where you definitely need the paper qualification.
And you will continue to need that as you progress, actually. There are going to be new certifications and so on. So I think that for more general areas of work, that's certainly true. But there's also a fair amount of like very specific STEM-related fields that do need it. Keep those thoughts coming. Are our STEM graduates underpaid? Is there no money in STEM, as a tweet suggested? And also, do you think that people working from home should be paid less? This is a suggestion that was put forth by the MEF, put here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.